Hi, I'm Maxwell Gillian. Welcome to Conversations with Carlisle. Today, I'm joined by Coach Don Carlisle.
Good morning, good people.
Coach, let's get right into this. The Giants became 20-0 for the first time in school history after beating Gary Westside right here on the West Side, 74-37. What were your thoughts on the win there?
I just thought we did what we were supposed to do. Good group, but young. Gary Westside, I feel like they kind of remind me of us a few years ago. Well, we had some good young players that got thrown in the fire against some pretty good competition. The difference is they don't have a Zane, but their guards are pretty good, and I'll look out for them in the next couple years.
So then let's go and talk about the game against Carmel. It was at Carmel. Coming into this, the Giants had not beat Carmel since 2017. You defeat the Greyhounds 46-45 in a very intense game. What did you learn in the win versus Carmel?
Not much, man. It's about what I expected. Of course, I couldn't predict what the final score would be, but I thought we would be a few more points better than them. I know they hit a three at the buzzer to make it a one point game, and Sean Arnold did a good job just by not taking the ball out and letting the clock run out. But they're a solid team. They're well coached. It's always fun to go against Coach Osborne. He's always going to have his team ready to go. For me, this is probably the best job he's done as a coach because talent-wise, they're a little bit down. I know they have Sam Orme and White and a good sophomore guard, but usually they have a lot more talent. So he's done a great job with this group, and they do what they're asked to do, and they're well coached. So from my standpoint, it was a great tournament atmosphere, and it was a great game to go in on the road and get, so great for us.
So, again, it was the first time you had beat the Greyhounds since 2017. What did it mean to break that losing streak?
Man, we had a lot of goals that we set before this season, and that was just one of them, man. I know Carmel's not in the mix, but since we still play them, it kind of still feels like a mix game. We had them last year, and it's something that we talked about. We had the game up forward under a minute to go. Ended up losing that game in overtime. So, it's a streak. It's a monkey off of my back. It's a monkey off the back of this group because they hadn't beaten Carmel since they've been in high school. So, it was a good win for us, a good confidence boost heading into the tournament.
Then the next day, you would host a talented Crispus Attucks team. You get the win 62-39 here at Ben Davis against Attucks. What were your thoughts on the win against Attucks?
It wasn't outside of what I expected from this group, especially when teams do a lot of talking and chatter and try to play extremely physical with us. Those guys usually respond. So good team. Like I said, it's another young team that plays a couple juniors and a lot of sophomores. So I think that team is about a year or two away from being at an elite level. So it was a good win for us. It's a good atmosphere. It's close to sold out game here. I love the energy. I love the way that that we came out and played and put them away. So good, great for Ben Davis basketball. Great for the West Side. Great home game for us.
The Giants will have a week off before hosting Covenant Christian next Tuesday, the 7th. What will this week look like for the Giants?
Kind of a reset. Just looking back at the season and seeing where we need to get better and trying to attack those areas. Accountability on the players, like yesterday in film, it was player-led. The players led the film. Some Coach Carlisle impressionations. But at the same time, it's good for them to kind of see what they're doing well and see what they need to work on and kind of point it out themselves as opposed to being told. So this week will be a lot of cerebral. It'll be a lot of film, and we'll just get back to the basics, doing some of the things that we need to do to clean up some of the stuff that we don't do very well.
So as it stands with the loss over New Pal, the Giants are the final 4A team undefeated in the state of Indiana. What does that mean to you?
It was a goal of the players. And in most interviews that I do, I say it's never my goal to be undefeated. And number one, for me, the only one that matters is at the end of the season. So I had an interview with Kyle Nierup last night, and I think he asked me, how does it feel? And He was asking about the beginning of the season. And I said, well, we wasn't number one at the beginning of the season. I thought we should have been. But I think what since like December 12th, we've been number one ever since then, and we've did a good job of continuing to take everyone's best shot and be prepared night in and night out, especially in mid games, Marion County Tournament, Hall of Fame. We played a heck of a schedule, and these guys have done an outstanding job. Players, coaches alike, just being prepared and ready to go.
Four regular season games remain. What will it take to remain undefeated?
We just have to put the best versions of ourselves out there. I don't think it's about the other teams. It's about making sure we're doing things the right way, putting one foot in front of the other, and playing great Ben Davis basketball. The biggest opponent for us is ourselves. Complacency and just going out not playing great Ben Davis basketball, that'll give someone a chance to knock us off. So, like I said, for me, the goal was not to be undefeated, but to be playing the best basketball we possibly can heading into March, and I think we're on track to do that.
So even though there was no games this week, how important is it for Purple Rain to be showing out for the last four regular season games?
Make sure we come out and show support. Our senior night is against LN on February the 10th. But we do have other games. We have one more game at home. So three of the four games are at home. We played Don Bosco at home, but it was a midweek game. So we made the senior night, which usually is held for the last home game, the last weekend home game that we have. So not this week, but the following week, that Friday, will be our senior night. So let's make sure Purple Rain, we have seniors, we have senior managers, we have seven senior boys basketball players. Let's make sure we come out and show this team how proud we are of them and all the hard work that they've done over the three years that they've been here. And make sure that we just show the West Side pride, especially on senior night, February 10th.
So, again, the Giants won't play again until Tuesday, the 7th, against Covenant Christian. So, in the meantime, make sure to support the Lady Giants this week at Southport. And, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.